on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. How about those Diamondbacks? They have won all seven of their first seven series in the 2018 season. They will continue, hopefully, that good run tomorrow on an East Coast swing as they face the Philadelphia Phillies for three games, followed by three more in, is it Washington? Let me check the schedule here. They're on the East Coast for six games. So keep that in mind. Also, some early start times coming up this week. As a result, no Q&A on Wednesday, no Talk of the Town tomorrow, and on Thursday we have a 9:30 a.m. pregame show and a 10:05 start. So keep that in mind for your listening schedule this week. Hey, we've got a good show for you today. We're bringing back an old friend who is recovered and feeling much better, Rhonda Orr with her anti-bullying or Stop Bullying Foundation. She is our first guest today, and then we will talk to Mary Sterling and Kathy Hoffer from YRMC's 3D Imaging Center, stopping breast cancer in its early stages. Then, after the news with Link, we will have our old buddy Judd Mortensen. That must mean the Mile High PBR is in town. Judd will be here to talk about the Rough Riders coming this Saturday to the Prescott Valley Event Center, and these are the real Rough Riders. I mean, these guys are tough, so Judd will talk about them coming up today. Hey, I want to remind you of the great ladybug release that's coming to celebrate Earth Day and Arbor Day in the last week this month. They're going to release thousands of ladybugs at Waters Garden Center. That comes up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 27th through 29th at 2 o'clock. If you're any kind of gardener, hey, bring the kids too. It's going to be a lot of fun. The great ladybug release this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Waters Garden Center. Well, keep it tuned right here, because we've got Rhonda Orr in the bullpen. She's rounding the corner for today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hi, Waters with this week's Plant of the Week and our Black Satin Blackberries.
A thornless, milky smooth blackberry that loves the Arizona sun and produces the most deliciously sweet, deep blackberries.
Soft pink flowers cover the nimble canes and then yield hordes of the most delicious, juicy blackberries a gardener could hope for.
Ready to plant in just $19 and only found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love to grow the sweetest berries love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And it's always nice to have a friend in the studio. Certainly the case today. Rhonda Orr is back. Rhonda, we haven't seen much of you recently, but there's a good reason. What happened?
Oh, hip surgery.
Oh, joy.
Don't ask why, right?
Oh, my heavens. My heavens. But you are out and about. You are getting around again.
Yes, yes.
I understand the recovery is no fun, though, is it?
15 weeks. But, hey, other great things are going on.
That's why you're
so
here.
So I'm thankful, right?
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, congratulations on your fifth year as a nonprofit and on receiving your 401c3 status.
Well, you know, thank you so much. I can't believe that it's been 5 years since we got the 501c3 status, and it seems like it's just flown.
Yeah.
I mean, really flown.
Yeah.
People say that, but I'm just stunned that it's been 5 years. And with a nonprofit, it takes a while to get going.
Oh, yeah.
And for people to really know who you are, because mm-hmm. I came from California. I actually started it in California with Girls Inc. I was working with them and doing programs for them.
Wow. So. Well, with your Stop Bullying Foundation, you've got a new young ambassador. Tell us about that.
Well, our new one is Emma Herrick. Mm-hmm. And she's going to replace, which is going to be hard, but I'm sure she'll do a fine job, but Alexa Rosedale. Mm-hmm. She was also the PUSD student representative, mm-hmm. and she actually got chosen after she was in student politics running last year, where she had to put up a video, and then I and Judge Hancock saw some of the vile remarks against her.
Judge Saleh Hancock, right?
Yeah, yeah. Saleh Hancock. Mm-hmm. And she knows her mother very well, and she knows Alexa very well. And Alexa, we chose just because of the way she embodied our Triangle of Triumph. Mm-hmm. She made that decision not to stay a victim. And she redefined herself. And after seeing these things, it was kind of like a one-up type thing of bullying. And unbelievable what these boys mm-hmm. were saying as far as sexual bullying.
Yeah.
You know, but she came right out of it, and she appeared on stage when we were doing the Bully Fighters movie. You know, she was right there with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're actually going to be helping start a mentoring civility club.
Boy, do we need that now more than ever. When you look at the influences, you know, it's tough enough, the influences that come from pop culture to kids at any time. And now you have, of course, we've talked about this dozens of times, smartphones and computers and the internet and stuff like this. But then you have, sometimes you hear things coming out of Washington where you go like, do you realize you're an adult and that you're an elected position and you should be a little more mature than that? Because we hear stuff all the time that we really shouldn't hear from people we're supposed to respect.
Well, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, people keep acting like bullying has gone away, or they revert back to just ignore it. And the problem is, you cannot, especially today, ignore bullying. I want to start legislation to change the name of bullying to bullying abuse for severe bullying, because mm-hmm. people are not getting it. Yeah. Abuse and bullying, if you put them up next to each other as far as descriptors are concerned, they are the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm hearing stories all the time. So high school, I think something that will really help them to start downsizing the amount of bullying, because there's a kid who just got a concussion. There are stories that come to me out of the high school that they don't want to report because they're too old for this
mm-hmm.
and they're humiliated. And those types of things, it's so imperative that we have a civility, because civility is the answer to bullying. So care, consideration, those types of things, courtesy.
Sure.
Just simple courtesy.
Sure.
Needs to be practiced. So if there's a group, a board of about 12 people where they are doing the kindness week, I have a lot of hope, mm-hmm. because it's not going to be just a poster that says be kind and then you see bullying right underneath it. You know, people are, they're just not paying attention to that. They're really not even paying attention to the word bullying. I hate that it's only called bullying,
yeah.
but it's a law. It's a law, and they're not recognizing that needs to be upheld. You know, not just something swept under the rug.
Sure. And not only is it tough because they might be afraid to report bullying, but there are still some people who think that courtesy and kindness and civility are signs of weakness.
Absolutely. Well, they get that from their parents.
Yeah.
See, their parents, they feel that they have to be bold and assert themselves and have a voice. Well, there are ways to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would contend that having an elegant voice, being a lady or a gentleman voice, is much more powerful than screaming and yelling and chanting and, you know, showing their kids. Parents are marching into the schools and demanding this and demanding that, and this is wrong and this is wrong, because they know funding is a very big deal for schools. And so I see that they have kind of, they're kind of led to be the leaders of what happens in the school, you know, as far as courtship goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a board of these kids saying, hey, it's not okay to do X, Y, and Z, and the kids make it up, and they're doing kindness week, they're doing teacher appreciation week, they're the ones that are going into other schools and being the leading example. So it would be a once a week club where we have an opportunity to really talk about the columns and talk about the value. Parents, as far as I can see, a lot of them, of course I can't say blanketing because there's a lot of great parents too, but you know, some parents are just not setting boundaries still. They're not setting phone boundaries still.
Yeah.
And I saw this. I was teaching at Mile High Middle School,
mm-hmm.
graduated 140 students from that school, went in every Monday and taught for five class periods. I want to, you know, bow down and kiss the feet of Molly Luttrell, because, and Mark Goligoski, who's going to be a great principal, you know, for Prescott High School. But just to be able to see what middle schoolers are doing,
mm-hmm.
and their phones. You cannot possibly police those phones.
Yeah.
I can't turn around and write on the board for 2 minutes without turning around and seeing that I have to get them all back in line.
Right. Yeah.
Because the talking
over... You have
over,
to recapture their attention again, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the best way I found to do it is with questions. Get them to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and get them to think they may be called on next too.
That's right.
Hey, you've got some things coming up. You've got a leadership camp with the Big Brothers Big Sisters. You've got the Civility Leadership Academy, your Civility Mentoring Club. Tell us about those.
Oh, okay. Well, with Big Brothers Big Sisters, I'm very excited because they're having a leadership day, and they're doing it absolutely the idyllic way. They have their littles and their bigs attending all day. So the front end of the seminar is going to be about what exactly does a triangle of triumph mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about not just walking in the shoes of another person, but looking at the shoes and seeing what they think that shoe, who do they think that shoe belongs to? And then having a contest about it and having, you know, adult judges. And I'll have both of my young ambassadors there to help judge and see the impact that, you know, even judging what that shoe might be, because they're
mm-hmm.
true stories, true Dear Rhonda and Dr. Sherry stories
mm-hmm.
that they pertain to. Then the littles go through zip lining and going through the rock climbing and those types of things. And they're going to have a jam-packed day. They're going to have goal setting. They're going to have an art presentation. They're going to walk through a sort of graduation ceremony. And hopefully I will have some more time. We're still talking about this for me to go and talk to the bigs during the time that the kids are on the zip line, that type of thing. Because without the backup, it's 50%, in my opinion, that they are not going to follow through.
Yeah.
How they're fifth grade and sixth grade girls, so they're going to be 40, including the bigs. So 20 bigs, 20 littles.
Sure.
And they'll be able to do the activities together and create a bond before they go into the high school years. So I'm very excited about that. I'm also speaking at La Tierra Community School to the third and through the sixth graders to really discuss what's the difference between conflicts and bullying.
Yeah.
Because they're not learning that. Everything is bullying.
Yeah.
And that's where we don't want to water down. That's why I would like to have the word changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's simple bullying, which is really not being nice over and over and over. But then there's serious infractions to bully abusing.
You mentioned Dr. Sherry, who is your partner in the foundation, also your co-author of your Sunday newspaper column in the Daily Courier. Tell us about your podcast.
Our podcasts are going really well. We're on about our 70th podcast, and it gives me an opportunity to just go off the deep end and give my opinion, because really my column is an opinion column for Dr. Sherry L. McDonald out of Westlake Village, California, and myself. We've known each other for about 7 years now, to be able to say what we want to say. And I love, even though I still keep it pretty short, you know, about 12 minutes, because I know that people will listen to it.
Yeah.
And I think that it really is going to apply to the young parents thinking about how to teach their young children. We spread ourselves pretty thin when we started taking a look at everybody that's being bullied, and including the boys. We want to go back to focusing a little bit on just girls and young kids, 4 and 5 year olds, plus their parents. Because if we're able to start with civility at that age, I know, because I did this class before in California, and it makes a huge difference on the civility of a young child and their parents. They know what to teach. They know specifically through examples, little skits. That's what I did. I taught little skits.
Mm-hmm.
I took fairy tales and I rearranged them to include bullying and to really start seeing what civility means, you know, caring and how specifically the words that little kids learn to say. By the way, just simple things like excuse me, thank you. You know, those types of things. But Dr. Sherry and I, we just love the diversity that comes through our doors.
And you are making a big difference for the community, for both the kids and their parents. How can people learn more about Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation?
We have our website, rhondastopbullying.org, and we also have our newly named podcast. It's Bullying, Life, and Stuff. We're hoping that bullying word coming up first with the podcast will really hit home. And we've seen a better response, so we're looking forward to it just going viral.
Well, we hope to see more of you soon. Continue on the mend, and when you get home, give a big hug. You know, Arizona's finest journalist.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned, because we've got coming up from a YRMC's 3D Imaging Center, we've got Mary Sterling and Kathy Hoffer on the way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
All over Arizona, people are warming up for the voice scratchers.
Cha, cha.
You can win up to $50,000.
Cha, ching.
Or enter for a chance to win a trip to the Voice Experience in Las Vegas and L.A. with a chance at $1 million and a seat at the Voice Live finale.
OMG!
OMG!
Available now at an Arizona Lottery retailer near you. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for more details.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's Pro Desk is staffed with dedicated associates to help with everything from supplies to services just for pros. Stop by and see us during Pro Spring Appreciation, April 16th through May 4th, and find out how services like buying in bulk can save you money, or how you can save time ordering online and picking up your order at the Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Check with your local Pro Desk for a schedule of Pro Appreciation events and offers now through 5/4/18.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You need a new fan motor? Your main circuit board is bad? Tired of paying for constant repairs to your heating and cooling system? Call Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling at 458-8177 today for a free in-home estimate. They have easy and affordable financing available on a wide variety of systems that can meet almost any budget. Visit pvhac.com or call 458-8177 today. And don't forget to ask about their 10-year worry-free program. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Pull on your boots and mosey on up to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds for a night of craps, roulette, and 21 just for fun. It's Prescott Sun Up Rotary's Double Down Casino Night, May the 12th, beginning at 5 p.m. Proceeds benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and local Rotary Club charities. Tickets online at DoubleDownCasinoNight.com. Dinner, drink, $100 casino and a chance to win fantastic prizes, all for just $50 per person. Saturday night, May the 12th, at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds, Double Down Casino Night, sponsored by Sun Up Rotary and supported by KQNA News Talk Sports.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 322 at one of our iconic institutions in the Quad Cities is, of course, Yavapai Regional Medical Center. And we have, from their 3D Imaging Center, we have Mary Sterling and Kathy Hoffer. Tell us what's going on at the Imaging Center, something new and very exciting.
Well, we recently added the 3D breast tomosynthesis.
Can you say that on radio, tomosynthesis?
I can't say it very well. Obviously, a little stumble there.
I've never seen that word before, I got to tell you.
I know. It's easier to just say 3D.
There you go.
So we added to our service line. We added an additional unit over at the Breast Care Center. So we have two units over there. And then we added one in the Prescott area at Prescott Medical Imaging.
Okay. And that's the voice of Mary Sterling. Kathy, tell us about Kathy, you're the imaging operations manager, right? Okay, so tell us the importance of having this in this community.
Well, tomosynthesis is becoming more and more of a standard of imaging, especially with dense breast, and it just makes sense to have it more available because screening mammography is a quick exam and needs to be convenient for all women, so that they can pop in, have it done, and go on their merry way.
And you've been involved with a YRMC for how long?
15 years.
Oh, wow. And Mary, how about you? 20 years. So you've seen a lot of changes. Very briefly, how has the treatment for this and finding problems early on, how have those changed over the years?
Well, I think it's still a great screening tool. You know, we still try to get women in there as often as we can and make sure that they stay on time with their appointments. And so the addition of this technology kind of allows us to see different levels within the breast tissue. So normally when you have a mammogram, you're looking, if you will, from top to bottom of the breast. And with the 3D, it actually kind of gives you different layers through there. So if you have a really dense breast, it allows you to see with a little bit more clarity. So it's really helped the radiologist be able to identify areas within the breast that might have been obscured because they were laid on top of each other, if that makes sense.
And Kathy, I understand you can provide this service now at several different locations?
Yes, at the Breast Center and at Prescott Medical Imaging.
What's the difference between a regular mammogram and this service?
As Mary was saying, you know, with a regular mammogram, you basically see the entire dimension of the breast. Mm-hmm. I like to, when I'm explaining it to patients, I like to say it's kind of like taking a walk through the forest rather than standing on the edge of the forest and looking through the entire forest. You're kind of walking through it. Or you could also think of it as a loaf of bread, how a loaf of bread is in slices. And that's mm-hmm. basically how you're viewing the breast. So as Mary stated, overlapping tissue is unobscured, and statistics show that, especially in women with dense breasts, that you have a higher increase pickup mm-hmm. of breast cancer because you're looking at things unobscured.
Mm-hmm. Mary, roughly what age group is your target for this?
Well, it kind of depends, you know. Typically, it's over the age of 40 and then on up, but we certainly do breast imaging on people younger than that if they have, you know, some kind of pain or symptom that they've talked to their doctor about, you know, and then we could utilize this technology for them as well.
Mm-hmm. And is this procedure covered by insurance?
Most insurances are covering it. Yes.
They would much rather cover the checkups and find this out early than cover the more major procedures, right?
Some insurance companies were still stating that it was experimental, mm-hmm. but as it becomes more and more prevalent, more and more insurers are seeing the benefit, and they're saying, yeah, we'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm. We went through the news cycle the last several days of Barbara Bush dying and the wonderful outpouring of support for her. Were you around when Betty Ford had breast cancer?
I recall it, but I don't remember a lot of detail about
it. What brings that to mind for me is that you couldn't even say breast cancer on the news. It was, you can't say stuff like that. And she said, hey, I have breast cancer. And I wonder how many women started thinking, maybe I should get checked for that, because if the first lady can say it, I can say it. And it put it out there for more people to get checked. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree that it's more commonplace. It's to talk about it today, mm-hmm. and it's very heavily publicized. You know, there's lots of activities surrounding it. I know for us, we have a lot of community support with our breast program. You know, like Embry-Riddle playing volleyball games and promoting that we're going to be doing, you know, breast work and things like that. So I think people are more comfortable talking about it because it's become, people are more educated about what the disease is and the importance of early detection.
Kathy, we've covered the benefits of having the screening done. Are there any risks involved at all?
I suppose, like with any imaging procedure mm-hmm. done with X-ray, there's a risk of radiation. Mm-hmm. But it's a small amount of radiation based, you know, and the benefits far outweigh.
So is there any discomfort involved with this? Because I've heard women talk about the mammograms, how those can sometimes be uncomfortable.
It's actually positioned exactly the same as a mammogram.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. And now we mentioned the insurance coverage before. Mm-hmm. If someone is not insured by this, is there still a way to get it done?
Yes, they can go ahead and do a self-pay on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they found out their insurance didn't cover, we would work with them to be able to make it affordable.
Yeah, Patient Financial Services is the people mm-hmm. to call, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the number I see here for that would be 928-771-5151, just in case your insurance does not cover that. So at what age do you think a young woman or a middle-aged woman should start getting this done?
Our recommendation is at 40, mm-hmm. have a baseline at 40 and have a mammogram done every year after that.
Mm-hmm. What
for
kinds
screening.
Of what kinds of reactions do you get the first time someone finds out there may be something we need to look at here? Because it has been so prevalent and talked about so much for the last several years. How do people react when they hear there may be something we need to look at?
Well, of course, they're anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why for breast imaging, we have particular schedulers that take care of all of those types of patients that are getting that phone call. So they're specially trained so that they know how to say that delicately
mm-hmm.
and explain the knowledge that needs to be explained to the patient. And, you know, we just explain to our patients that when they do get a call back, this is not really time to worry. we just want to be sure.
Right.
And we want to leave no stone unturned.
Sure.
And usually when it is explained that way, the patient says, you know what, that's exactly what how I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, and we also try to get our patients in a very short amount of time.
That was my next question. Roughly how long does this procedure take usually?
The actual procedure itself?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few minutes to do. But I think what Kathy was referring to, if you do get that phone call and you need additional imaging, we don't want to call you up and say, we need to take another look. We'll schedule you out in a month.
Sure.
We try to get them in within a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's extremely anxious, you know, we'll do whatever we can to try and get them in as soon as possible to relieve that anxiety and get them the answers that they need.
Mm-hmm. Any success stories you'd like to share?
I don't know if it's a success story, but as it relates to the 3D technology, this is my personal case where I went in and had a screening mammogram done, and I got that phone call by my radiologist saying, you know, hey, we need to take another look.
Mm-hmm.
So I got brought back and had some additional imaging with the mammography technology as well as ultrasound, and I got it done and everything was fine.
Sure.
And then we did another follow-up. Well, the next year round, we actually had the 3D technology available, so I opted to go ahead and do that. And because I do have my tissue is dense, that technology served me well, and they were able to see through, as Kathy said, walking through the forest. And I did not have to go back, and everything was fine. So, you know, for myself, it was less time consuming to do that, and was all done at one time. And it really just adds another minute on to the current routine mammogram.
Mm-hmm. Take me back to your first year in this profession. Why did you get involved in it?
Well, I actually did a course at high school where we could get involved in healthcare situations, and we had to do 36 hours of observation, and one of them was in a radiology department.
Mm-hmm.
And I observed an arthrogram procedure, and I just thought it was really cool, and I ended up getting into school and have been involved in radiology ever since.
Kathy, how did you first get involved?
A similar situation. I was shadowing. Actually, I was heading into physical therapy, and I met one of the girls in front of me in high school. She said, you've got to check out radiology. It is so cool. And I said, really? I don't really know that much about it. She had me come in and shadow. And I went in, I saw procedures, and she told me all the interesting things that you were doing. No day was ever the same.
Sure.
In radiology. And I walked in and I said, this is what I want to do. This is just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the field for, you know, over 30 years now, and it's still fascinating to me satisfying.
Part of the fascinating part about it, tell me how much of your work is kind of like detective work.
Detective work as far as...
When you're finding a potential issue and getting to the root of it.
Yes. So, you know, on a daily basis, that's kind of what the operations manager does, is
sure.
have those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand the way that things work, then you tend to be able to know, oh, this is probably where I should start.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
look for answers.
And Mary, for those who still have concerns about radiation, my goodness, this is a safe procedure, obviously. But how do you assuage their concerns about radiation exposure?
Well, I think what they have to do is, you know, have that conversation with their physician or provider who's going to make the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than none, you know, you get background radiation flying in an airplane. You get
sure.
background radiation at 5,000 feet to 10,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there every single day. And so you're actually getting less radiation for this type
yeah.
of a procedure than you would just in your normal everyday. And then people need to determine, based on their own personal situation, is this small risk going to be outweighed by the benefit of me knowing,
of course,
number one, I don't have cancer, number two, if I did, I'm catching it early.
Mm-hmm. And what they're going for is peace of mind, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Indeed it is. And that is Mary Sterling and Kathy Hoffman from the 3D Imaging Center, the Tomosynthesis Center, right? Did I say that right?
You did.
Very good.
You did.
Okay. I hope I don't have to say it too often. It's a hard word to get out. But how can they contact you if they have questions at YRMC?
I think probably the best place to call would be calling direct to the Breast Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone number is 928-442-8900.
Mary and Kathy, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. It's time for News with Link. And then we're going to come up and talk about the Mile High PBR with Judd Mortensen on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Shannon from the City of Prescott Solid Waste Division. Have you ever asked yourself, what's recyclable in Prescott? Here's a quick list. Cardboard, paper, food boxes, mail, jugs, beverage cans, glass bottles, glass and plastic jars, plastic bottles. Some items that are not recyclable curbside. Plastic shopping bags, electronics, clothes, and textiles. To learn more, give us a call at 928-777-1116 or visit prescott-az.gov and click on City Services Trash.
If you're a contractor or an industry partner, Yavapai County Contractors Association needs you. Why? With the YCCA membership, your business can be stronger. We are a referral organization. We represent you on legislative issues. We work with building departments. We are your voice and your strength. YCCA, helping businesses like yours since 1960. Call me, Sandy, 928-778-0040, ycca.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Humboldt Unified School District officials are preparing for a possible school walkout this Thursday. According to Superintendent Dan Streeter, there are plans in place that include operating schools as usual, keeping schools open as long as there's adequate staff, operating with limited staff, or full school closures. Officials will make every effort to avoid closing schools. If limited staff is available, schools will remain open to provide breakfast and lunch for students. Transportation and class instruction won't be available. Streeter adds schools will be operating on normal schedules today through Wednesday, and officials plan on providing updates through the rest of the week to give parents as much time as possible to prepare. Updates will be posted on the Humboldt Unified School District website, school websites, and social media. It's not known what caused a wildfire on Highway 89A between Clarkdale and Jerome.
According to Jerome Fire Chief Alan Muma, the fire started at noon Thursday and burned about 5 acres of land. Muma says it was in three different spots over a 200-foot stretch along the road. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and ADOT closed the highway for 1 hour while firefighters responded to the incident. In addition to the Jerome Fire Department, the Clarkdale Fire Department, the Verde Valley Fire District, the Jerome and Clarkdale Police Departments, the U.S. Forest Service responded to the scene. Firefighters had to fight strong winds before the blaze was finally contained. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks have now won their first 7 series of the season with a 4-2 victory over the San Diego Padres yesterday afternoon. The Diamondbacks have today off before they start a 3-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies at 4 tomorrow afternoon, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and warm this week. Expect an overnight low of 47 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 79 tomorrow and Wednesday. 54 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 88. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Lawyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Vision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, AMCO, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Bolt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs visit the Philadelphia Phillies Tuesday at 4 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott and Chino Valley 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
Mineral buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test, so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296, find us on Facebook, or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, it must be a mile-high PBR time because Judd Mortensen is with us. Judd, we've been doing this, you and me, every year now. This is the fifth time, and it's always fun when you come in the studio because I don't know of anybody who enjoys what they do more than you do.
I tell you what, man, DJ, it's nice to be in here with you always because you enjoy it as well. And it's nice to be back rolling out the new year for rodeo season here in Yavapai County and Prescott.
Now, your big event is coming up this Saturday, the 28th, at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Tickets start as low as $12. This is pure family entertainment, but the entertainment part is for the fans. The tough part is the guys and the bulls in the ring. Walk us through that experience because you've done it yourself for so many years.
Well, the professional bull riders have started in 1994, and it's brought rodeo's top elite sport, the bull riding, to a fast-paced rock and roll, in-your-face, very serious competition with some big bucks there. So the Yavapai Bottle and Gas Mile High PBR is this Saturday, the 28th of April, and this is our seventh year, DJ, which I'm kind of I'm proud of something there that we've kept this bull riding here. It's the longest ongoing event at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and it is nonstop action. Like you said, we'll buck 40 guys in the long go-round, plus the youth that we try to showcase.
Sure.
And then we'll come back with the top 15, and it will be, I guarantee it will be nothing short of a stellar excitement.
Mm-hmm. You were showing me a video just a minute ago, this handsome fella who's 6'1", who is just riding the bull bareback, and he's just being bounced over the place and hanging on, doing a great job. Tell us about that guy.
Well, you know, we're talking about J.C. Mortensen, my son, over at Chino Valley. We just got back from a high school rodeo over in Wilcox yesterday, and he rides all three events, you know, and I showed you the bareback riding, yeah, which is Grandpa J.C. Trujillo, the legend, taught him. I mean, and there's a lot of people that have been to rodeo, and of course I'm biased, it's my son. I didn't ride barebacks, I rode bulls.
Mm-hmm.
J.C., my father-in-law, is a world champion, Hall of Fame, one of the legends of all time in that sport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he taught him well.
Yeah.
This boy rides bareback horses good. And he stuck it on it, win both rounds actually down there and coming on strong. So we won't be doing any bareback riding over here, which I really love bareback riding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially since I married Annie and got to understand it. if I'd have known it like I do now, I told my son that yesterday because he's really actually, he's pretty dang good at it, and it's fun to watch him do it. He does it with fluid rhythm, and he doesn't jerk on him. He's like really in time with him, and J.C. Trujillo taught him that from when he was born. The day he brought him home from the hospital, Doodle, J.C. Trujillo, would put him on his knee and go, put his legs out like this and hold him up, zip, snap back that front, get a hold, and he did it all the time. I'd be like, you're going to bounce his head off of him, J.C. Yeah.
Now, and that's, as a father, when you're seeing this, obviously you're concerned. You're proud of the work he's doing and the performance and everything, but you've also got to be a little bit concerned, like, you know the beating he's taking, don't you?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because it's something that's J.C. is a bull riding son of a gun. My son and my other boy Jackson rides really well. He's 11th in the nation as well.
Wow.
And in the junior high rodeo last year, he fell short a couple of seconds yesterday and the day before, but he'll get them, you know. But so J.C. Morrison, my son, is he's had a lot of success already at his young age in the bull riding. The bull riding in the PBR is very, I'm just going to say it like it is, it's a dangerous sport.
Sure.
You're going to get your butt whooped. Mm-hmm. That's, I don't care how good you are in the PBR. You're going to get whooped. Now, J.C. has taken some pretty good shots and had been knocked unconscious a couple times. And about a month ago at the house, he really took a pretty good shot, but it wasn't really. He just kind of hit the ground, and it knocked him out pretty good. And, you know, I was making the decision that I deal with post-concussive issues sometimes. And he didn't have a helmet on that day, and I was mad, you know, for a couple reasons anyway. And so, you know, once you get one concussion, it starts coming more and more. So he made the decision to put up his bull rope. And I was proud of him for that, and because he can still go out there and ride them bareback horses. Because once you get really good at the bareback riding, you're not going to get hit like you are in the PBR.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens to that. He's kicking their butt in horse riding events. And the PBR is ranked, like I said, you know. We got some guys from Brazil, Australia, Canada, some of the top guys in the world. Mason Lowe from Missouri, who's been injured, but he's coming back. He's a past champion of the Mile High PBR. And we got something that's kind of neat this year that we're adding to it. We always try to pick up our game, you know. We got a bull team going on, which is the guys that own the bulls. They have three bulls to a team. There's 15 teams. There's big money in it for them. The bull team that wins, they not only win a pretty good prize here. I'm going to say probably around 20 something thousand, but it puts them in for the finals, which is a couple hundred thousand dollar bonus here at the Cheyenne Frontier Days at the end of July. So it should be exciting to see that new competition inside of it. We're going to buck 40 bulls in the long round and 15 in the short round. And we got a band there that's going to play prior to the gates open, or when the gates open. I believe they're opening at 6, DJ. And the bull riding starts at 7:30. And we will have a good band in the Coors Light bullpen on the end of the arena, which we've been doing the last 3 or 4 years. It's kind of fun. What you'd think a Coors Light bullpen would be like.
Sure.
So come on out and check it out.
And if you are going to go, make sure you get your tickets in advance because you can save yourself $5 doing that, because on the day of the event, they do increase by $5. You want to go to 583-6098. That's for luxury suites. And to get your tickets by phone at the event center, call 800-745-3000 or go online to Ticketmaster.com. Now, when you're on the back of the bull, Judd, which is more punishing physically, being jerked back and forth like that, or the landing when they eventually throw you?
The way that I like to do it is where none of them are punishing, man. It feels so good when you're in time and sucked down that bull rope and in gravity and inside the geometrical forces is what it is. And that's exactly what it is. You got to get inside that box because it feels, there's no feeling. I can't even tell you what it feels like when you're in time with something that's bucking with that mass and that speed, and you're actually inside of that sphere with them. It's so much fun. I mean, and then when you kick off, when you're in that much control and you catch the rhythm, because you've got to time your dismount and your get off, which if you don't time it and don't learn how to do that, then you're not going to be there very long, and you're not going to win any money if you're not there very long. And so you've got to kick out of there. And so a lot of times, you know, they're not supposed to score after 8 seconds, but when you are in time, like with that velocity, like I'm telling you, and that mass, you know, it's just, and you kick off of there at 9 seconds in rhythm with it, you fly through the air and you peg that landing. There is no feeling like that, because you make eye contact with somebody that's in the crowd. I mean, it happens all the time, and you can feel their adrenaline coming from you.
Sure.
And it's just, it's this bond, you know. It's awesome. I mean, I don't get to do it and haven't done it for a long time, and everybody says, you gonna do it again? And I won't. I say won't. I've rode a lot of them. I've had a lot of fun.
Sure.
There was times I thought I rode better than I did and paid the price.
Now, do you have any lingering physical effects from all those years you rode and won titles?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, of course I do. I mean, if you know, but again, on the me side of that, you can get over anything.
Sure.
I mean, if I sleep in till 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to feel good all day.
Yeah, that's true.
I get about 4 hours and don't let that rigor mortis set in and let's get up and roll.
And I remember the first time I interviewed you 5 years ago, I asked about the dangers of doing this. And you said, but look at all the people, all the parents let their kids play high school football, stuff like this. There's going to be a risk involved. Any physical sport, there's going to be a risk involved. So let me ask you this. When you're on the back of that bull, how much of what you're doing is anticipating what that bull's going to do?
It's all in the subconscious. If it's not, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I've even just this last weekend, I mentor a lot of kids and coach and teach a little bit of bull riding. And there was three or four kids that come up to me, and they want to so bad, and they do sometimes. And then they get in these slumps and stuff like that. And they ask me what's going on, you know, and those are the kids that can throw the gadgets away and get inside their own mind because they really want to and they're having a hard time. The other ones, they don't have a prayer because life and technology has robbed them.
Sure.
They don't even get to visualize.
Good point.
You know, it's a truth.
Good
because
point.
I wonder, you know. Anyways, most of the time, what happens when these guys begin to start to think a little bit too much, you got to find a way to put yourself into subconscious within that 8 seconds. And so I tell them, look, man, because it's a jump that you get in the 8 seconds that it either feels like, ooh, this is fun, or, oh, he might get me. And so you almost kind of let go or look at, but then all of a sudden the next jump, you're like, dang it, no, I got him. But you're too long, gone.
Yeah.
You're out of your subconscious too long. Go to spurn him at that moment. Do something crazy. Show off, man. Do something that other people can't. Throw yourself back into that subconscious and ride out of it. That's really what, I mean, I realized this weekend, too, and I learn all the time by teaching, is that you've got to ride outside of your mind. The mind is slow, sluggish. It lives in the past. You know, you can't do that.
And you guys have put the Mile High PBR has put Prescott Valley on the national map, hasn't it?
You know what? And thank you for saying so, because I believe we have. And that's one thing with the facility over there and and the building that's going around there. We've been the longest ongoing event there, which I'm very proud of, and I told you that. And I'd like to think that, you know, the fans are always trying to push things and make things work, and they work hard at it. They really do.
Yeah.
And they really do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the new building coming in there, with the management that they have, with Scott and the crew, and then some of the old ones from the past crew that does a real good job, with Scott, again, and those guys. I mean, I feel that it's just getting better, and there's the skies are opening up, and I think that pretty soon we're going to need to put a couple more days onto this event, hopefully. So everybody get out there. Like DJ said, you know, we have one of the big things is if you have a big group right now, you better go get your tickets because those seats together are going, you know. I mean, I bet we're already 60-75% sold, you know.
And not only that, but I bet there's still a couple luxury suites available to rent, a business group, bunch of friends. That'd be a great time at the Prescott Valley Event Center for the Mile High PBR. For those luxury suites, call 583-6098. For the arena seats, call 800-745-3000 or go to PrescottValleyEventCenter.com or Ticketmaster.com. Lots of great ways to get your tickets, and by getting them in advance, you save $5 a ticket. Judd Mortensen, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Have a great time this weekend. It's obviously you're living a dream.
Living a dream, sometimes nightmare. Thank you for letting me be in here visiting you.
Always a blast to have you. That's the Touring Pro Division, the Mile High PBR, this Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Event Center, do not miss, or 7:30, I'm sorry, 7:30 at the Event Center. Doors open around 6, right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. We have bands, some Coors Light rolling down, man.
There you go. Judd Mortensen, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Wants to stay tuned for Talk of a Town, Chino Valley coming up next. Now, the rest of this week, tomorrow and Wednesday, we have Diamondbacks baseball coming up at 4 o'clock each day. As a result, there will be no Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley tomorrow and no Q&A on Wednesday. We will have an early Talk of a Town on Wednesday for Prescott. In the meantime, our friend Ken Lane has an exciting event for gardeners and landscapers celebrating Earth Day and Arbor Day the last week of the month. That is the great release of the ladybugs at 2 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. The ladybug release at Waters Garden Center. Hey, if you're a jazz lover, stop in at First Congregational Church on Gurley Street in Prescott this Wednesday at 5:30 for a jazz concert by Opus in the great acoustics of the FCC Sanctuary. Bring some homemade food for the potluck in the adjoining dining hall and say hello to Pastor Jay for me. And tomorrow night, the Tuesday Night Classic series continues at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley with the Spooky Murder Mystery 7, starring Brad Pitt with Morgan Freeman as detectives investigating grisly murders committed to punish the seven deadly sins. And there is a knockout entrance scene by an actor you will recognize. He's been in the news a lot in the last year, and Brad Pitt, do not open that box. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, and join me tomorrow at 3 o'clock with music from our mortgage maven, Theron Wall, Ross Shoemate from the U.S. Fire Service for fire safety during the forest fire season, and Jim Natal with the Literary Southwest series. There's a poetry program coming to Yavapai College. That's Tuesday at 3 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.